Here you go, Miguel. Get this handshake there for our buddy Bill, and let's rock and roll. Put this headset on, and we'll take a jam here. We're talking with Miguel Garcia III, who joins us, an assistant on the Holly volleyball team, who joined us for Coach's Corner a few weeks back to chat. Now we get a chance to get Miguel on site here at Grand Casino Arena.
Yeah, they've had to change that.
Everybody's got to figure it out. You know, it's all part of the deal. We're rocking in. So Kat's always, she's going to kind of, she'll, you know, on the radio, she'll maybe be a little bit less in-depth. So from the Nugget standpoint today and their victory over New London Spicer, the kids came to play, took care of business.
Yeah, absolutely. They put in a lot of time this morning to figure out what New London Spicer had, and I was really impressed with just the attention to detail that they brought and how invested they were into watching their film. Like, they were eating breakfast and watching film at 8 a.m. this morning, and I was like, eat your breakfast first. But they wanted to know all their tips and tricks, and, you know, credit to New London Spicer. They have a lot of power in their swings, and we were able to get them out of system so they didn't get to use a lot of it, but we saw a lot of power. Like, we prepared for power, and our serves helped us out, so it's great.
One thing I appreciated is you go from, you know, a back judge, a line judge in years past, to then jumping on board into a coaching staff with the Nugget program. For those, of course, that maybe are recognizing Miguel Garcia III, yes, Ada Borup, Darby County West guy. And so from that standpoint, you've seen that Holly program from, okay, yep, made a state tournament. Should have probably made a state tournament. Got bounced in the sections, and then back-to-back now into the state tournaments and now defending champ. You've seen how these kids have taken a different approach to the game.
Oh, absolutely. When I first started line judging, you know, they were young. It was in eighth grade, Katie Vetter, yep, and ninth grade, Annika Johnson, and they're trying to keep up with, like, Izzy Steer, and, you know, they wanted it so bad. But after a while, like, they eventually, you know, matured. They became very mentally tough, and they knew that ups and downs are going to happen, but an up is always coming as long as we control what we can control, and they've been doing a really good job of that. You know, in our section game, we were down, and Annika goes, Kat, it's time for a timeout, and Kat looks at her, and Annika goes, we just need to talk. Like, and I think we just really just had, like, a fun chat in the timeout, and then our vibes were back up, and we were ready to play, and we went on a run, and it's like, we were down, and then we weren't down, just by a simple timeout that we didn't even talk volleyball. And it's like, okay, they know each other better than we know them when they're playing, and that's being connected like that is what gets you here down in state.
And they made a big run last year. They came of age last year, and now they just kind of continued it, which is great to see. Kids put themselves in the spots, so now tomorrow, it's semifinal day tomorrow for the kids.
Yeah, they're ready. But, you know, like Kat, I heard Kat talk about, you know, everyone's like, we're going to watch Ada, and I'm like, well, I am. Like, I got to cheer for them, and they're like, well, then we're coming with you. Yeah. And then Kat's like, well, I'm going. So then they're like, okay, I guess everybody's going. And so, you know, roll Krugs always, but we got to make sure that we can handle our business and get to bed at a decent time, but we're here to cheer on the Cougars tonight.
Well, that's fun. I appreciate the heck out of it. It's always great to see you guys and chat a little bit and just kind of get the vibe of what was going on. I was in route when I got a chance to catch a little bit of that one, and yeah, big kids just what they needed to do. So let's see. We've got Ada Borup West and their upcoming opponent, Fillmore Central. Fillmore Central, a couple All-State kids. Ada Borup West got an All-State kid. You know, I don't know. It just should be a fun matchup coming up.
I think it's going to be a blast. I think we're going to see the Ada crowd roar like they always do, and I think it's going to be fun for them. You know, they haven't been there yet. This is
7 years.
It's been a while. I remember it was a constant thing when I was in high school, and now it's like, oh, okay, they're ready to be back. Those girls have earned it, and Jana's done a great job, so I'm excited to hear that crowd tonight.
You go back to that matchup in September. It was a playoff atmosphere in Ada
when
Holly came
up. Oh, my gosh,
it
was great. They pulled out a moose out of nowhere. And them boys ran home and grabbed a moose off the wall, and they all looked at me and they're like, who are these kids? And I was like, no, they know how to cheer. They know what they're doing. So I'm excited to see what they bring tonight.
I have no idea, but it should be fun. Did the Holly crowd bring it today?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
You could tell they got tired, though, because it just, like, it got static in here, and we were just like, what's going on? But after a while, they brought it again. We brought a lot of fans, like a whole community down here. We're always lucky to have them support us, so it's great.
Awesome. Well, thank you for chatting. I always appreciate a good conversation.
Absolutely.
I love Miguel.
I've always loved talking with Kevin.
Well, it's great, brother. It's great to see you. You take care. Enjoy the enjoy this weekend here. And
it was actually really funny. Kat's like, well, I'll be back. I go to go find the media table. And I was like, you're always doing interviews. And she's like, well, it's Kevin. And I was like, wait, I'm coming with you.
Well, I wasn't going to let you get away without getting a headset on. So that's how it works.
Yeah.
Well, you enjoy it. We'll see you tomorrow for sure.
Absolutely. Thank you.
You're welcome. Miguel Garcia, the third assistant with the Holly Nugget Volleyball Program. Great to see you, Miguel. Take care, brother.